Radio News.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And we welcome you back once again, WealthEd.com, BizTV, and radio listeners all across the country. I'm Johnny Dean with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Another hour, Bucket Strategy Investing. If you're new to the program, wondering what in the heck is this all about, we heard you last hour. You guys are really smart. Sure. The Brain Trust stands by, and we take your phone calls and your emails and talk money and strategy with you. That's what we've been doing for many, many years on this program. We're going to do it for yet another hour this hour. Coming up, we'll start with your phone calls. I know we have some folks been hanging on for a little while, so we're going to get to the calls first. Also this hour, a few more comments, thoughts, strategies regarding Roth conversions. We talked about Roth conversions a little bit last hour and some of the reasons why you might consider doing one, and some mistakes people have made, thinking about some of these mistakes that people have made with Roth conversions and Roths in general. And what about undoing a Roth conversion? Did you do one and you decided, you know, this probably wasn't a very good idea? In some cases, that happens. Who might consider undoing it, and how do you do that? So that's coming up this hour, along with anything else that you want to talk about. I mentioned the callers. We're going to get to those right now. If you want to get on board, you do so. Lines open for you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Emails at our website. Go there to wealthed.com. You'll see a link that says find your answer, and we'll do some of those emails this hour as well. You want to talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air? He's just a nice guy. Talk to him about your money, but you can also talk to him about motorcycle racing or dune buggies. I don't know. What else?
Well, those two work real well for
those
me.
Those do. If you don't want to talk money, call him up and talk to him about that. you can reach him or any advisor at Lucia Capital Group at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. Talk to an advisor. Get your bucket strategy set up. Don't think that everybody's plan is the same. You know it's not. You don't just go online and rip some plan off of a computer somewhere and say, here, this works for you. No. Talk to an advisor. Get one that's tailor-made to fit your individual needs. 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group. All right, let's get back to the phones. 877-PLANNER. I know we got some folks on hold, and we still have three lines open, so grab one while you can. A couple folks hung up there during the news. But Peter has been hanging on in Glendale. So, Peter, you are up first this hour. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a question about a 401k account.
Okay.
If a person worked for a company and funds that 401k account regularly, can that company sell that stock on that person further down the road?
So you've been investing in a 401k, and that investment is going into the company stock?
Company stock, right. Part of it is, and part of it's going elsewhere.
Into mutual funds or other particular, you know, normal investments. And then somewhere down the line, the company decides to liquidate that stock. Is that what you're worried about?
Yeah. Can they legally do that?
Well, to the extent that they're doing some kind of a buyback, I mean, they can't pick on you just generally. They can't say, well, you know, Peter's stock, we don't want him being a shareholder anymore, so we're going to take Peter's stock away from him. But John Dean, who's been working here for the same amount of time, we're going to leave his stock alone. It would have to be within the guidance or the rules that they do some type of liquidation. And if they do it to everybody, they can do that, but it's unusual, very unusual.
Well, I thought so too. I can say the company did a reverse stock split, and that's when my shares were sold after the reverse stock split.
So they did a reverse stock split. So basically, they turn you. Usually, that happens when the stock price goes down, and they'll change the character of the shares. So I saw one last year where for every 10 shares a shareholder had, they got one share, and so that's a reverse, a 10-for-1 reverse. But if I had 11 shares previously, they can't give me 1.1 shares. They would only do it in whole shares. And so they would give me one share plus a cash out of that other, you know, 1/10 of the new share. So there was a combination of fractional shares being cashed out and whole shares being, you know, rolled up.
Right. So does the person putting money into the company stock not have a say? I mean, that person may want to hold on even after the reverse stock split. Can they not?
Well, I've never seen them cash out. I mean, if they're doing a reverse stock split, you get, in many cases, they'll give you fractional shares too. But if I had, you know, 1,000 shares before the split, I end up with 100 shares after the split. I didn't get any cash out of it. They didn't cash me out. If it's a reverse split, you still have shares. That's not a liquidation. Liquidation is something else. So why are they liquidating the shares?
Exactly. My point is, before this happened, I got a letter saying, you know, you can sell your stock now or it will be sold for you. I talked with the lawyer about it and really got no answers at all. I lost about $27,000 and they did sell the stock. I told the lawyer, I said, are you going through a bankruptcy? And he said, no. I said, then I'm going
to how did you lose $27,000?
Because all the money that I had in the company stock was sold out.
Right, but the value of the stock, they couldn't sell it for less than current value.
They did. I lost quite a bit of money.
Well, let's say that over the years I paid $50,000 for it, but today it's worth, you know, $27,000, and they cashed me out for $27,000. That's not losing because of the liquidation. That's losing because the stock price went down. But if it was worth $50,000 on the day they cashed me out and they only gave me $27,000, that is a problem. I mean, that's illegal. So something else is going on here. And
that's what I thought. I've talked with 3 different lawyers, but nobody wants to touch it. So
typically companies that are dealing with this kind of thing have pretty good legal advice on the other side for doing it, unless it's a very small company and they're just kind of winging it. Is it a traded public stock?
Oh, yes. Yeah, what happened was the company closed its doors due to NAFTA. Okay, I decided to keep my shares. I didn't sell out at that time. I just kept them. I figured, all companies were kind of in the downtrend, and
so that's when the value went down.
Right.
So the liquidation isn't what lost the money. The shutting their doors and downsizing and everything that happened prior to the liquidation is what happened. Now, has the stock rebounded since then, or is the stock still in the...
Oh, yes. It's rebounded nicely.
Okay.
I mean, I've never seen a stock reverse split under $1 a share and go to where they're at today. I've never heard of it.
Oh, I've seen reverse splits. I own a stock that did a reverse split, a 10-for-1. Or a 1-for-10 or whatever. Yeah, 1-for-10.
1-for-10, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've seen reverse splits, but they've never liquidated me at the same time, other than I've had some areas where a reverse split created they wouldn't hold fractional shares, so whatever was a fractional I got liquidated out of. I don't know what happened on your liquidation, so you would need to find a pension attorney that knows what's going on in that area, but they're not going to be cheap either. The other thing is, though, typically when this is happening, especially with a publicly traded stock, they are doing things, they have good counsel on their side, and they're not doing illegal things. You lost $27,000 before the stock was liquidated, and then they liquidated it at a time you didn't want to liquidate, so you could have taken that liquidation, and if it was a publicly traded stock, and gone back out and bought more of that stock, which is, but you chose not to, so... I don't know why they liquidated you. I don't know what happened in the company, but it was a publicly traded stock. And what I have seen in the history is they usually have pretty good legal advice on being able to do what they're doing.
Right. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what happened, but usually they're doing things pretty well legal.
Right. Okay, I appreciate your...
All right, Peter, if you find out more, let us know what's going on and give us a call back. All right, thanks for the call. So a couple things here. It sounds to me like the stock had just gone down in value.
Well, it sounds like they did a reorganization, kind of like what GM did years ago, where the original shareholders of General Motors stock ended up with nothing, and then they issued a new set of shares, and you got
like
nothing.
Like a B share
that was different.
Yeah.
But stock splits are not unusual. Normally, we expect a stock split to go from I have one share, now I have two shares.
Yeah, because they're trying to make the price more attractive to people.
To bring the price down.
Sure, yeah.
So if I had one share at $150, that may be out of a trading range that they want their shares to be trading at. So they give me three shares for $50. I still have $150 invested in it. Before the split, I had one share for $150. After the split, I had three shares for $50. Still $150. But on the other side, if the company price, the share price goes down too far, and this is where the reverse split comes into play. If it goes under a trading zone where it looks too cheap and people shy away from it because it's now a penny stock or it just looks cheap, they want to bring it up. Maybe it's selling for $1 and they don't like it selling for $1. They want it selling in the $10 to $15 range. They do a 1 for $10. And you had 10 shares for $1 before the split. Now you have one share for $10.
Exactly. It looks
perception
better.
Is that it's a more valuable stock.
See, I mean, I had some stock one time. They stopped listing it on the
exchange.
Well, they put it on the comics page, and I said, now wait a minute, is this a problem for me? I don't know.
Your stock was a comic?
Yes, no, it was on the newspaper. They just decided. Anyway, doesn't matter. 877 Planner. We got more coming up. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
I don't know why I like the B-52s. You wouldn't think I would.
No, I wouldn't think you would. Being
it's, you know, it's techno stuff. Snob. I'm not a snob, but you know, I have whatever. I know what I like.
No, but music was made after the 70s in your mind.
No,
much.
I think I said about 1982 or 83, which is about when this came out. But you know, techno stuff and 80s, but just love anything that's you know, doesn't take itself seriously or anyone. Anyway, 877 Planner, our number, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Lots to say on some of these previous calls. We're going to keep taking the calls. And later on this hour, we will make some comments on some of the tax questions we've had, the 401ks, Roth conversions, and Roth earnings. Cost basis was another one. I don't think we'll get to all of it, but we'll try. But let's move along. Let's see. Rick is next, Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Rick.
Great show, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm hoping to give my son, my 19-year-old son, a little guidance on his first tax return for tax year 2016. And I wanted to bounce it off of you because it's a little unique. He got a job here in Las Vegas over the summer when he was home from school. He goes to school in Arizona at Arizona State. And he works with a national restaurant chain. And they were we were fortunate enough that they transferred him to another location right near the Tempe campus. So he was also able to work in Arizona while going to school. So essentially he's got Nevada income and Arizona income for the same company.
Right.
Now, we just received his W-2, and they do break it down by state. You know, they show a state wages withheld, et cetera. So my question to you is, does he just fill out a 1040 EZ federal in an Arizona state?
Yeah, it'll be a non-resident Arizona state, Arizona non-resident return.
Yeah, Arizona non-resident return. I mean, his home is you know, he's...
He's a Nevada resident.
Correct.
But he's going to school out of state, and he's working part-time out of state, but he's still a resident. So only the income that he earned in Arizona is taxable to Arizona.
Correct. And they show that on the W-2, so it's two separate returns, a 1040 EZ, it's $4,300, you know, so...
Yeah. It's not huge, but he won't owe any taxes at the federal level. The only reason he would be filing a tax return is to get back anything they withheld out for federal income taxes.
But he should file those two returns, correct?
If he's withheld any money, if any money was withheld from his paycheck, or if he wants to get any type of credit, he won't get the retirement savers credit. He won't get you'll get the education credits.
Right.
It'd be good exercise for him to
That's
fill it
I
out.
Thought. I thought as well. So the 1040 EZ federal and the Arizona state non-resident.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you so much, Rick. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, Rick, thank you for the call. I remember doing that when I was, you know, 19, 20 years old, and I filled out the EZ, and I thought, well, why am I doing this? I think maybe I, you know, got $100 back or something. But
well, that's why
time,
you did it.
Well, yeah, exactly. I remember my dad, because I there was a time when I shifted off of my folks' return, and I went on to my own, and I'd never done it before. I guess I was 19, and I didn't know, you know, what the heck I was doing. And my dad said it was the very, very same thing. He says, well, whether you get any money back or not, this is a very good exercise for you. You need to at least know what's going on. I don't think
we
at the time I'd
sound the same.
Isn't it strange? I don't think at the time I'd ever even looked at a tax return.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember that far back. I was on my own so early and earning things. I'm just used to doing tax returns forever.
Yeah, yours was a little bit different story. But, you know, of course, my folks, and I was the oldest, so both me and my two brothers, you know, we were always on their tax return, and they always did everything. And I understood that taxes had to be paid, and I knew that when I got my check, it kept, you know, they kept slicing stuff out of it, but I assumed that was the end of it.
Yeah, whether or not, you know, he needs to file the return, he may not owe any money.
No, and if you don't, I mean, you're not required, but
still.
And
if you don't owe any money, and they didn't withhold anything from your paychecks. Yeah, so you're not going to get a refund, and you're not filing the return to try to get some type of a credit. So even if you don't owe income taxes, for some people, you need to file the return to get the credits that you may be eligible for, to get money back, even though they didn't withhold anything. So the reason to file is to get money back.
Now, in his
case, he may not be getting any money back, but it's a nice way to start looking at getting used to paying the tax returns.
Rick would be the one who would get the American Opportunity Credit, right?
Correct. Assuming his income is low enough to be able to get it.
And the Savers credit would only be available.
You can't be a dependent of somebody else and get the Savers credit.
Right. So that wouldn't, okay. Can you think of anything else? I mean, there's no family involved or
there's no earned income tax credit for him at this point. Yeah, I don't know of any other credits. Dad would presumably be able to, he's 18 now, so he's not going to get the child credit. But the education credits are where if dad's taking him as a dependent, which.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah. He loved that
one. I'm still fired up about it. I mean, I didn't even get it, you know. And my daughter's going to do her taxes later on this week, and she's going to, you know, do it again.
My son called me on the way home yesterday talking about his taxes. He wanted to know what should be looking for, his W-2, his new wife's W-2, a new spouse, being politically correct and all.
This is his wife, yeah.
And he's hoping, he's like, I should be able to get a better refund this year, right? Because we're married. Well, it depends on... What was withheld?
You also had, and you had another, you have more income. You have a...
Yeah, but she's in school. So,
oh, okay.
So they're going to get a credit, not the American Opportunity. They'll get the lifetime learning credit. He should, but I don't know what he withheld this year, and I don't know what she withheld on her earnings this year. So
yeah.
I'm trying to just temporarily, he's like hoping for this big return, and I'm thinking.
The refund.
Big refund. Let's just relax on that big refund for right now. I don't want to get him too excited about a big refund when it may or may not be there. It's much better to expect a low refund.
Well, that's the thing.
Get a high one.
I told both my kids. I said, even if it's a few hundred bucks, be happy you're going to get that. Now my younger daughter Allison, now that she's seen the American Opera, I guess it's twice she's used it.
You get it up to four times.
Yeah, so this would be her third, but this will be her last year in school, so she won't do it after this. But having gotten $3,000.
Some of that was her own money back.
Well,
then,
no, it was, but as opposed to just $1,000 or $1,200, it's like,
That's big money for a 21-year-old, 24-year-old.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
It's big money for anybody.
If I only had at her age, what she has now, when I was that age, I mean, it just never occurred to me, to live at home until I was 23.
What's that like?
24. I don't know, but it's a really savvy financial move.
Well, my daughter, on her tax return, she and her husband paid a tuition bill in December that started school this year.
Yeah, you can do that, sure.
So they can get a credit, again, a lifetime learning credit, but a credit for last year on the 2016 return.
And we talk about this American Opportunity Credit. That's going to come up. I think we have college savings plans in another week or so, but it's a wonderful thing. It can be either for parents... if they're the ones that are paying the bills and their kid is a dependent on their tax return, or for the student,
a student that claims themselves as their own dependent.
Absolutely. And I told my daughter, because she's paying for 90% of her own college.
Paying it, so she should get the credit.
She should get the credit, right. I mean, even if she were, where she's not a dependent on my return anymore, she does her own, I'd tell her, hey, take it. I mean, you're paying for it. It's yours.
Yeah, I would have said the same thing.
You're thinking about it, aren't you?
No, I don't have a choice. But
No. I'm saying you're giving this a thought. Like, would I really?
Would I have been that nice to my kids? I was that nice to my kids.
Well, it wouldn't have helped me as much as it would have as it helped her, I mean, it would have been something. But for her, it was a whole lot better. So, okay, hey, we've got lines open. What happened? All of a sudden, every line is open. Give us a call. We just lost a couple folks on hold. You folks either give us a call back or somebody else can take their place. room on the phones for you to give us a call. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. More phone calls, got some emails to get to as well. And sometime before the top of the hour, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Right, it is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here for you from Lucia Capital Group. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We've had a lot of different topics, calls today, Social Security questions, Roth questions, a couple of Roth questions, 401ks, cost basis, taxes, and a couple others from just a nice mix of calls, and we like to hear that. We like to see that. Gives us an idea of what you folks want to talk about. Still want to talk, if I have time, about some of these Roth conversion mistakes. Wasn't I supposed to do that like a month ago?
Well,
talk about Roth conversion mistakes, because this was a topic that came up back in, I don't know, it was November,
I
October.
I think it was January of 16 you started talking about
it.
Roth.
It might have been. I've had stuff that's been sitting around for over a year, but we'll get to that in just a bit. I do want to, though, as we try to keep things moving, get to an email here before we take the next call. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. This is from Terry in Lakewood, California. My husband turned 66 in September of 2016. At my urging, he filed for Social Security benefits. We realized it wasn't in our best interests, so he suspended his benefits.
We do this one?
Social Security show.
Sorry. Seemed familiar.
It did, didn't it? We got this one yesterday, and we do our Social Security show. And I wanted to bring this
Tuesdays.
Up on this program. Exactly. So anyway, where was I? Husband turned 66. This is from Terry in September 2016. At my urging, he filed for Social Security benefits. We realized it wasn't in our best interest, so he suspended his benefits. He just talked to Social Security, and they told him that suspending his benefits and waiting till age 70 will not increase the amount of the benefits. In order to increase the amount of benefits by 8% per year, they said, he has to withdraw the benefit application, repay all the money he has received. And Terry says, I assume that includes the premiums paid to Medicare. Now,
there's something being miscommunicated here.
Yeah, because that's not correct.
That is not a correct
And I think
statement.
That's something that Social Security would know.
Well, for one thing, you're not allowed to voluntarily suspend your benefit until you get to full retirement age. And the only reason to suspend your benefit is to allow it to grow with the delayed retirement credits until age 70. So what they're telling them just doesn't jive. Now, there were some other issues going on. I don't know what's going on, but the spousal benefit will not grow by his waiting until age 70 to take his benefit, but his benefit will continue to grow. Now, so he has choices. He can continue on suspension, leaving his benefit to grow until age 70, and then restarting his benefit at the higher amount that he would, because he's delayed it for 40 months or whatever the number is now. He took several months worth of benefits, mm-hmm. 45 months or whatever. Or he can't, now that's fine, he just doesn't receive anything. I think the other side of it, though, is let's talk about it. What was the name of the individual?
This is Terry, is the emailer.
If Terry has started receiving her own benefit, now under no case, if he suspends, Terry doesn't get a benefit because he's suspended after April of 16. If he pays it back and he doesn't take his benefit until he's 70, Terry's not going to get a spousal benefit. So there's no spousal benefit available for Terry if her husband waits until 70 to either restart his benefit or to start it again after he paid it back. But maybe Terry's receiving her own benefit. And if that's the case, it may make sense to actually pay for her husband to pay back what he received over the 3, 4, 5 months that he received it, including the Medicare that was withdrawn from the check. Yes, you have to pay back the gross benefit that was paid. And then acting as if it never happened. That's what withdrawing your application is all about. But by doing so, he's now eligible for the spousal benefit, assuming she's taking her benefit. So if she's taking her benefit, he starts getting a spousal, leaving his own to grow until age 70. Then he picks up the much higher age 70 benefit. But it'll grow whether he's on suspension or whether he pays it back. It'll grow more if he pays it back because it'll be delayed more months. If he doesn't pay it back, he received 3, 4, 5 months of benefits, so it's only going to grow for 43 months, 44 months.
Not a big difference.
Not a big difference, but if he can get the spousal benefit, it's a huge difference.
Well, yeah, because the spousal benefit is what's going to be key here, because depending on, I don't know how old Terry is, but, you know, if she's 66 or her full retirement age, she'll be able to get the full spousal benefit for upwards of the next 4 years while they wait for Terry's husband's benefit to grow to its maximum.
But her question about does she have to pay back the Medicare premium? Yes. You have to pay the Medicare premium. But so if your check was $2,000 and they took out $105 a month for, or $120 a month, whatever it was, so you were only receiving $1,880, but you want to withdraw your application, you got to pay them back the $2,000 a month. You got to pay them back everything that they paid you. The Medicare premium had to be paid either out of your pocket or it was paid out, because Medicare premium had to be paid. So they're going to want the full gross benefit back.
But wasn't the Medicare premium paid?
It was paid out of their check.
So why do they have to pay it again?
They don't have to pay the Medicare premium again, but they have to pay back the $2,000.
Yeah, so if their gross benefit was $2,000 before the Medicare premium,
uh-huh,
but they only received
$1,880,
but they still have to pay back
$2,000. Yes.
Why is that? What am I missing? Why does that seem like I'm paying back twice?
You're not paying back twice. Well, you could if all you did was pay the net check back.
Yeah.
Then you'd also have to then make up the difference on the Medicare.
Because they technically gave you $2,000?
They gave you $2,000. It's as if you received $2,000 and wrote them a check back for $120 or whatever the Medicare premium
right,
was.
Right, exactly.
So
exactly.
They want the $2,000 back because they've already made the check payable to the Medicare side.
Mm, no, I see what you mean. Okay. It just seemed like somebody was trying to pull a fast one here.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anytime the government's taking money away from us, it feels like that.
I just got to keep an eye on these guys. You know, you got to keep an eye on these folks because...
Let's not be sexist. There's ladies in there, too, these people.
I think it's the men. I think it's the men doing it. You know,
I don't know.
It's just me. I could be wrong. Okay, let's... We got time. Kathy in Reedley, California. My husband saw your show and said I could collect Social Security starting this year and that there is a program mentioned on your show about a matching sum of money to meet my husband's Social Security. She says SSI.
Social Security Insurance Benefit.
Okay, all right. As I have been a homemaker for the last 37 years and probably won't get very much money. Well, I think what she's talking about here is the spousal benefit that we've referred to many times.
Well, she is, hopefully, talking about the spousal benefit. And the fact that you didn't work much or, you were a stay-at-home homemaker for all those years, and maybe you don't even have 40 credits available to you, so maybe you haven't even earned your own Social Security benefit at this time. Or even if you have earned it, it's very, very small. As long as your husband has started receiving his benefit and you are at least age 62, and I think that something about that came up in there, yes, you're eligible for a spousal retirement benefit based on your husband's work record. It's based on your husband's full retirement age benefit. Doesn't matter when he started. It only matters that he did start, that he did file for his benefit. As long as your husband has, in this case, because Kathy is the one asking us, as long as Kathy's husband has filed for his benefit, she is potentially eligible for a spousal retirement benefit as long as she is at least age 62 or older. Now, how much she will receive depends on how old she is when she applies. Just like our own benefits are reduced if we apply for our own benefit prior to reaching age 6 or full retirement age, the spousal benefit is also reduced if the spouse applies prior to reaching their full retirement age. The most that it will be, it will never match equally 100% of what he is receiving. The most that Kathy will receive as a spouse would be 50% of her husband's full retirement age benefit. That's just the way the spousal benefit works. Now, if he took a reduced benefit, that doesn't matter. It's all about, has he started receiving his benefit? If so, He's out of the picture now, with the exception of what would his benefit have been at age 66 when he applied. For him, age 66 is full retirement age. Now, if she's only 62 or going to be 62 in the not-too-distant future, she won't receive 50% of his full retirement age benefit. She'll receive something about a little over a third of his full retirement age benefit. It's reduced. You're under full retirement age. Now, unlike your own benefit that grows if you postpone taking it after your full retirement age, the spousal benefit does not grow once the spouse has reached their full retirement age. It's reduced if they apply under, but it doesn't grow if they wait.
So there's no benefit to waiting. So if you're eligible for a spousal benefit and it makes sense to do so at full retirement age, and you're going to take one anyway, don't wait until after full retirement age, because for every month that you wait, you're just losing that much money. Does you no good.
Yeah, and it's if she hasn't worked for the last 37 years, it's probably unlikely that she's earned the 40 credits available.
No, in fact, I would say it's unless she's like 90.
Don't think so.
I don't think so. We haven't gotten a single email from a 90-year-old. I don't think ever. I have to look back on this.
But
yes, I don't think so. I'm going to have to check on that. Okay, Kathy, there's your answer. We've got a couple more emails, trivia, and a whole bunch of stuff try to cram into the last 7 or 8 minutes of the show. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, we're coming right back.
Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now.
now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Write that number down. Why? Because that's how you get in touch with the Brain Trust here on the air. And you can also get in touch with us off the air via email at wealthed.com. Oh, I didn't check to see if we have this 8 most important elements of Social Security that everyone should know. Had some calls on Social Security today and a couple of emails on that over the last day or two. If you want this PDF, the 8 most important elements of Social Security that everyone should know, go to our website, wealthed.com. If you don't see the link, just email us from that website. All right. There should be, though, now a direct form, I think. If not, it'll be up there in the next day or so to click on that, make it a whole lot easier for you and for us, because we get a lot of requests for it. It just takes a little bit of time. Want to make sure everybody gets this in a timely fashion. So that's there at wealthed.com. All right, now, coming up on the program tomorrow, we've been talking strategy. In fact, we didn't really even finish necessarily the Roth conversion discussion. Doesn't surprise me. We don't necessarily always finish our topics. But coming up tomorrow, it's going to be another strategy session. It has to do with something called value averaging. Now, some of these topics seem like they're just sort of wonky. You know what I mean? Sort of bookwormish. We talked about pensionized income. We had a thing on Roth conversions today, life insurance strategies. But value averaging, this is something that I hadn't heard much about until we started talking about it, I don't know, several years ago. And it's the practice, Professor Plum, of, well, how would you describe it? Deciding what it is that you expect to get in a year and then working the numbers backwards.
Well, setting benchmarks, monitoring your performance.
And at certain points.
And trying to take emotion, the two detrimental emotions we have in investing, fear and greed, trying to pull them out of the picture and work off mm-hmm. of a more, numbers-oriented, specific goal-oriented approach rather than emotional fear and greed, letting them dictate when we do or do not get in and out of the market.
Right, and we'll cover this tomorrow, but to give you an example of it, in 2013, the S&P 500 was up 30%, whatever, I don't know what it was. If you had been, let's say you had a portfolio, just a separate one, of the S&P only, all right, part of your bucket three was S&P, and that part was up 30% or whatever the number
it
would be. Probably more than you had expected. 30%, you can't expect that every single year.
And if you do, you're going to be sadly disappointed most years.
Exactly. So the idea would be, you say, well, I sort of expected maybe 8% would have been nice. I'd like to get maybe 8% per year. This is what I'm counting on. So you would have taken anything above 8%, which in this case would have been like 22% if you were fully invested, and put that off somewhere else, out of You would have sold it off, is really what you would
have
done.
Right, you would have put it in a safer account.
Right.
You were way ahead, and so instead of being greedy, most people just put more money in at that time. We're way ahead of where we thought we were going to be. Are we going to talk about this today?
I don't know. It's just, it's a fun topic.
Pull off,
I enjoy it.
And set off the side.
Right.
And then in 2014, it was up more than 8% again. And it was only up 12, 13, 14%. So you pull a couple percent off. 2015, it wasn't up at all. It was flat. Buy in a little bit. Take some of that profit and buy in. And then 2016 was up, you know, 12%, 10, 11, 12%.
Maybe you didn't need to do anything.
Maybe you don't do anything.
Right, exactly. Now, it's not market timing or anything like that. It is just simply reviewing your portfolio. And you can do it, you know, every year, maybe every couple of years. It really is up to you and your advisor. We will talk about it tomorrow. We're going to talk about it in the first hour. So the folks who only listen and watch now don't get to, you know, take part in that discussion. But that's what's happening tomorrow. Okay, let's see. This is the trivia portion of the show. We've been doing pretty well with the trivia over the last couple of weeks. Getting to it as best we can. This comes from the Investment Company Institute, and they're telling us that U.S. retirement assets, and when we're talking about U.S. retirement assets, that's defined benefit plans, defined contribution plans, IRAs, those retirement assets reached a record $24.5 trillion as of June 30th, 2016.
Yeah,
it is up 76% from its $13.9 trillion total at the end of 2008. Now, that makes sense.
Market's up more than that, which tells you a lot of people were not invested 100% in the market, which was a good thing because those are retirement accounts. And for a lot of people, they're in retirement, and they should not be 100% in equities. But that's a bigger growth.
Well,
a lot of that's from people putting money in and saving for their own retirement.
Now, I guess you could say, well, a lot of that money is just kind of on paper. You know, I mean,
all money is on paper.
Well, technically, every single dollar is just an entry in a book.
Yeah.
Dollars don't exist physically. But yes, I'm saying that, you know, the actual invested assets, because the market is up so much.
So some of that money could disappear. So
it could
some of that
disappear.
Value,
exactly.
I should say, could disappear.
The value could disappear.
Or it could go to $27 trillion.
We don't know. We don't know what it's going to be. And we're not going to make any bets. But it would make sense. But the fact that it's up 76% in, let's see, 16, so 8 years, just a tiny bit more than 8 years, makes people, I think, in some way excited but nervous. Because I get this a lot from people.
Yeah, but you've also got to look at where the market was. That was really on the way down. That was significantly down from where we were in previous years.
Yes, and you look at it as the old pendulum swing. You know, if you pull the pendulum way far one way, it's probably going to swing way far another way.
And you said we're
but
not going
to. It's got to stop somewhere.
You're saying we're not going to take a bet on it. And actually, we are taking a bet on it. No, we're taking a long-term bet on it.
Well, of course, but it becomes less of a bet on the long term. It becomes more of an investment the longer term that you have. I reserve the term bets
for
as
quick
something
turnaround.
Exactly, because it's not investing, as you've said, Professor Plum.
No,
it's not
gambling.
Investing if it's short term.
What happens? I mean, who knows what's going to happen next week in the market? What is the, you know?
I can't predict day to day. I mean, this is just crazy.
What is the political issue that's going to happen this weekend that roils the market?
Even the Fed, you know, they're saying, you know, they're not going to. We're going to be hands off. We're not going to tell you one way or another right now, because I believe the Fed minutes came out and they said, you know, too much going on. We're going to step back for a little bit.
Well, they don't. We don't expect a rate increase from them until March.
No, and I don't think I have. The trouble is with the political stuff going on. It seems to change day to day. So to look ahead to
hour
March,
to hour?
It's like, yeah, please, you know, I just don't want to make any predictions on that. So, and neither should you. That's why we take the long-term approach with investing. You don't want to gamble with your money. If you're in the market for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, you're probably gambling. Okay, out of time. If you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, the Brain Trust standing by to help you out at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. Get in touch with them, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.